everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Alrighty, so here we are a year later.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Probably over a year later.
Yes. It's been a little while.
Mm-hmm. But what we make up for in quantity, I'm sure we'll make up for in quality.
Yeah, because we have no idea what we're about to talk about.
No. Mm-mm.
Hey, I do have, though, and I don't think I've told you this, and I know it's only been 24 hours since we saw each other, but I got a Miss Mississippi program in the mail. Like, it's like this, like, I don't know, like 5-inch thick book with pictures of all the contestants.
Oh, how'd you get on that list?
Oh, I cannot reveal my sources.
Oh, okay.
But it listen.
Did it make you so happy?
Oh, my word. And just a little bit ago, Alex said, Mama, why are you so obsessed with that book? And I was like, I'm not obsessed. I'm not obsessed with it. I'm not obsessed.
It's healthy interest. It's a healthy interest.
I'm curious. It's all. I'm curious.
Mm-hmm. Are there any ventriloquists?
Well, I can't. Not that I can tell. Okay. And I always like to see who's back for the pageant, who was in the pageant before. Like, I always, you know, I like to see who's there for a repeat. Mm-hmm. And, but I hadn't really been able to gauge that yet. I have not, my research is not that in depth yet, but I'll get there between now and tomorrow night. I will get there. I'll figure it out.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. I believe it. I believe in you.
So that's been kind of that's been a fun diversion, this morning.
So you can watch it online, right? Isn't that what we did last year?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to embed the little player on my blog, which you can watch. You don't have to watch it there. You can watch it on the site if you Google it, if you use the Google. But okay. I'm just as tickled. I'm just as excited.
It's hard to beat a good pageant.
Oh, it really is, especially in this day and time when people, you know, don't take them near serious enough.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good word. So, well, I've been, I stayed up late last night. I'm a little groggy this morning because I stayed up to watch, I guess it was only the second episode of Dallas. I've been recording them, but I haven't been able to catch up. You know, I just haven't had time.
Yeah. I think I've watched the first one. I can't remember. I know there's four on the DVR right now. I think I've watched the first one, which I have to say, Sue Ellen, I mean, really, she's a wonder. She looks like no time has passed.
Mm-mm. Yeah, she doesn't look like any time. And you think, in truth, if she had been a real person, she'd be in the hospital needing a liver transplant. Don't you think?
Yeah, she would. There'd be some what do you call that? Sclerosis?
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Thank you. Sclerosis, I believe, is a spine disorder. But yeah, like she looks unbelievable.
She does look unbelievable.
Almost better than she did back in the 70s and the 80s.
I know. I agree. And she's the only one because Tom hadn't been kind to JR or Bobby. But I don't know. But I get so confused. I was watching it last night, so it was the second episode. And the thing is in summer, it's hard to catch up on that kind of TV because I can't watch it during the day, you know, unlike my childhood, I don't feel like it's appropriate viewing for Caroline.
Well, you know, because they throw down, you know, cable's gotten very, very loose with the language. I mean, you can't, if you're off the major networks, you can't be sure at all what you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, that's even like river monsters and stuff. I feel like we've learned some inappropriate words just from that, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, but I was watching it last night, but it was just that it was last night. It really, to me, the first episode was good, but the second one, it really moved into just vintage Dallas. Mm-hmm. You know, there was just a lot of where you could almost hear the dun, 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 you know, like it was real dramatic. And so I'm real pleased with it.
Is the second one, maybe I have seen the second one. Is that with like Christopher, do you see Christopher's office in that one?
Yeah, you see his office and the cattle barons. You always have to have the cattle barons.
Oh,
ball,
I love the cattle barons,
like it's
ball.
The cattle bear, mm-hmm. The oil barons ball or something. Mm-hmm. And JR shows up on a walker. He comes in with a walker.
I hadn't seen that part yet.
It made me so happy. And then at some point he decides that he's going to throw his walker to the side and he goes up and tells Sue Ellen she's still the most beautiful woman at the ball.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I did see, I guess in that first episode, Cliff Barnes, which just, no, it wasn't Cliff Barnes. It was Ray.
Ray Krebs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cliff Barnes is dead, isn't he?
I think so.
So I didn't see Cliff Barnes. Cliff is dead. He's no longer with us. But I saw Ray and Lucy, which, golly, that's some nostalgia. And what in the world was I doing watching that when I was 10 years old?
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, that's what I think. I'm like, I can't believe I sat and watched this. Like, it was, I mean, it couldn't be more inappropriate.
I think it's the kind of thing where parents didn't realize because it was like a new day of TV. So I don't think they could realize sort of the long term. I don't know. I think we have a different perspective on it because we did watch all that stuff too early.
We watched it all. Well, and you think it was a different TV time because I think there weren't any DVRs. There wasn't like Disney Channel. I mean, you know, so after a certain time, because that's kind of what happens here at
So
night,
buck
I'm
up,
noticing,
kids.
is
You're all,
like after a certain time, Perry and I are like, okay, you need to go watch movies or something in our room because there's, you know what I mean? Like, and there's options. She can go watch other stuff, but we're not going to let her watch most of the stuff we watch, which may be a sad commentary on what we watch.
Well,
But.
no, I think, but even back then, I mean, it was like, okay, let's settle around the TV, everybody, and watch some adultery. You know what I mean? Let's see who JR's having the affair with this week, kids.
Yes. Let's watch a cat fight. Let's watch two women just brawl.
Yeah, and let's laugh while we watch it.
But you know, they haven't addressed at all what happened to Pam.
Well, because I read, I think on the
What?
internet, that she may be coming back. Here's what I read. Pam is not dead.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. Because I last night I kept thinking because he's married to Annie, and it's kind of like he and Annie have like you can tell they've been together a long time. But I'm like, but they never talk about what happened with Pam.
Right.
Do you remember when Victoria Principal? Remember when she dated Andy Gibb?
Oh, I'd forgotten that.
I know. I don't know why that just always stuck in my
Do
mind because I kind of it was t during a time when I kind of had a crush on Andy Gibb.
I do remember that. She was the older woman. And do you remember the principal secret skincare system?
Yeah, for sure. I remember that. I never tried it, but I remember that she was one of the very first to have her own skincare system.
Yeah, I never tried that. I mean, that was before I even had a credit card, so I couldn't order it. But I just remember, like she would wash her face on the screen and all that. And now, of course, I think probably there may have been a little plastic surgery involved in the principal secret skincare system,
Probably,
but back then I just
probably.
thought she looked wonderful. I just thought it was aces.
Yes. Yeah, I know. And then didn't she have like body by principle or something like
Oh,
that?
she did. She did. She wore a leotard. That was when people wore leotards and tights in their workout videos.
Jane Fonda really started that.
But I've told you before, I can remember Emma Kate in college. She had a workout video with Lisa Welchel and Stemio Mardian
Oh, I didn't know about that.
it was some kind of aerobics thing, but they all had on like leotards and tights, and it was like to Christian music, but not really Christian music, like instrumental versions of Christian music, like a kind of electro. It was a wonder. She
I know. I had Cindy Crawford's workout video in college. That one, and I think maybe Elle McPherson. I can't remember. I probably did both of them all of three times ever, but.
On VHS, I'm sure.
Yes, and you'd have to fast forward through or rewind, and I may still have them somewhere, but I don't know because we still have a VCR.
Y'all do?
Yeah, and we don't use it, but we still have it. I mean, I don't want to get rid because we still have some VHS, like some of Caroline's, which I need to get them switched, but I've still got some of her baby videos on VHS tape.
Well, you may not know this about me, but when I was in college, I like to take all my favorite, this will shock you. I like to take all my favorite TV moments and sports moments, and I would like to consolidate them, and I like to consolidate them and put them on one VHS tape. So I have lots
Oh, that
of,
doesn't surprise me at all.
yeah, and there is a worship leader who may have done the same thing when he was younger,
Oh,
too.
okay. Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Because we've talked about, like, we both have certain things that are on VHS. So I have all that stuff, it's like little pieces from Designing Women or a little something funny from Letterman or lots of Miss Mississippi, like clips and Mississippi State victories and basketball things and all that. And I've still got all those tapes, but I don't have anywhere to play them.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a VCR. And you know, now you can take them up to like the Wolf camera or, whatever, and they'll convert them to DVD for you.
They will.
Yeah, that's why I just haven't done it. It's pure procrastination on my part. But I've got like three VHS tapes of Caroline when she was a baby before everything switched. And like I keep meaning to just take them up to Wolf Camera. And it's like $20 and they'll switch them over to like a DVD.
I may do that today. I may grab some of these tapes and take them up there today. I think that would bless my heart.
Yeah, and then you'll have it on DVD and you won't ever have to worry about it again.
I really like I think I would just get the biggest kick of sandwich on those tapes, but I would like set up two VCRs side by side and play on one and record on the
Wow.
other. Oh, I mean, I didn't mess around. I mean,
No, you were very, I was going to say, I never could have done that because I wouldn't have known the technology behind how to record stuff that you had recorded onto another tape.
Well, I'm sure somebody had to help me to set it up. I think David helped me set it up a few times, but I just, it was like the mixtape of the VHS kind of thing.
Oh, if I could, would have known how to do that, I'd have been all about it. That was beyond I was lucky to be able to. I remember the day that I figured out how to program the VCR to record something while I was gone.
Magic.
That was like a new day that I could leave and like still come home and watch the Cosby Show.
Oh, I have some old Cosby Show stuff on there too. Like, remember the one where Vanessa drank too much?
Oh yeah.
And Claire cornered her.
Drink her down,
Drink
drink
her
her
down.
down.
Chug a lug
Remember
like
they
you did.
played the drinking game?
Apparently that made an impression on us. But like I have that little segment somewhere on a tape, like just all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think you need to take those in today. I think that would be a blessing to be able to see what you thought was important to record back in the 90s.
Oh, there is no telling. Because I told you also I have to go to the dermatologist today, and I'm so tickled with myself. Part of what we did when we were in San Antonio, just as filler, was we went out on a lake, and I'm so tickled that I did not succumb to the temptation of the sun because I can walk into the dermatologist today and not be ashamed.
With your head held
With my
high.
head held high and no telltale, like, sunburn marks or anything like that.
Well, and you think you kind of did the double because you stayed under the tarp or the cover on the boat and you put on sunscreen.
I was serious because I knew I had some accountability at the end of the week. So,
You weren't messing around. You
I
weren't
wasn't
messing
messing.
around. I got a good, which I know now it's probably not politically correct, but I got a pretty good base tan going after that trip. That was like just what I needed.
I told David last night, I was like, I said, Melanie got sun, like she got tan. So that tells me if you got that tan in that sun, that I would have gotten sun poisoning in that sun and would have had to go to the emergency room. Like it was a good litmus test for me to see, like, if you really got that much sun, and Angie got a lot of sun, that I would have had my head out the window going home, and would have been
Throwing out
praying
all the
to the
way back to
Lord
San Antonio.
to make it stop.
Yeah, because I mean, I got a decent amount. I mean, I did not burn. Nothing on me was ever sore or
Oh, of
red. But I
course
mean,
it
I
didn't.
sprayed. I mean, that spray was 50, and I still got sun. So
That's why I stayed under the covering. I
you
stayed
did.
Under the covering.
It's biblical.
It was
It's
biblical.
biblical that you stayed under the covering.
I kept my head covered, and I had the other covering. But I can go into the dermatologist today and not get a lecture.
Yeah, I know. I really need to go to the dermatologist. I've been putting it off, but I probably ought to go.
Oh, but your skin. I mean, like, I with me really, it's just like, what's wrong this time? I mean, that's my trip to the dermatologist. What's wrong now? But
I know. I'm just a little afraid to go because Perry and I go, he goes because he's a little more fair than me. And I feel like every time he goes, he's like, yeah, she just sliced something off and didn't even give me any kind of anesthetic, And so I'm afraid, like, and then half the time it's not even anything. And I'm like, I don't really want to go in there and let her just start slicing stuff off of me.
Oh, well, I mean, that's exactly what they do to me too. And then I panic, and then I spend several weeks convinced that, I have some sort of terrible
The end is
illness.
near.
And then, it winds up being something that I just needed to get rid of. But anyway, that's the perils of the fair skin.
Yes. Now I'm going to tell you what happened here last night. It would have made you so happy. Remember when you were here and Caroline had the hermit crabs? Perry, and remember by the time we got home that Perry was like, the hermit crabs stink. I took them out of the house. So he told me yesterday morning, he said, you're going to have to figure out something with the hermit crabs. So he's like, you're the one that brought them into the house. You're going to have to figure it out. So Anyway, I got online and I read, and I decided that I think that our hermit crab tank that we had was probably too small for the four hermit crabs, especially since we'd gotten that big one.
That giant.
Because that was
giant.
That we got at the kiosk in the mall.
Which, by the way, is where you get all the best hermit crabs, I've heard.
Everybody knows that the mall has the best hermit crabs. And they were two for $12.99. So it's a bargain plus. And so anyway, one of the things I read is that you shouldn't paint their shells, that that's bad for them. But my thing is, if the shell's already painted and they move into it, I mean, how do, like, does a crab really go on, this is a painted shell versus an unpainted shell? I don't think that can make that big of a difference.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea how the how the shell switcheroo even works.
Yeah, well, so last night we had one, Big Daddy, the one she's named Big Daddy because he's monstrous, that we got at the kiosk in the mall. So my solution was, we went to PetSmart, we got a bigger cage, we got fresh sand, we got this, it's a fancy crabitat. It has fake palm trees. It's got like
Did
a
Did you just say dish. Crabitat?
It's a crabitat.
It's a crabitat. Okay. I just want to make, because by the way, that one hermit crab, just for perspective, was so big that when he would move around or make noise, I would think it was somebody who had snuck in your back door.
No, I kept thinking one of the dogs was inside. I mean, like, that's what I kept thinking.
I thought it was an intruder. I mean, that's how big this thing was. Okay.
He's enormous. So Big Daddy. So we got this, and it kind of, this crab attack that we bought yesterday, it kind of looks like, remember those caboodles that you'd get, put your makeup in?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a clear caboodle. And then we got turquoise sand and white sand. It has fake palm trees. It has a starfish sponge that they can drink out of. So we did the whole thing. I got some less stinky food because I felt like that might be a key.
I believe this may be what you call a first world exercise.
I think it is safe to say. How can we keep our four pet crabs?
How can we make sure our four pet crabs are the most comfortable and the sassiest at the same time?
Yes, because the blend of the turquoise and white sand, the whole thing. And I'm going to tell you that the free hermit crab that we won at the school fair has never cost somebody so much money.
Right, yeah.
So he started us down this path. So anyway, so Caroline last night, I don't know what I was doing, putting on pajamas or something, and she came in and she said, oh, so we bought a bigger shell, because she said, I think Big Daddy needs a bigger shell to move into. And so I was like, okay. So I was like, whatever. Well, no, like, I mean, 10 minutes after we put that shell in there, she came in to tell me that he had moved. I mean, he had moved into his new shell.
Wow.
So
he was cramped.
I know, which I'm kind
of, he was cramped.
I'm sad I missed it.
Wow.
I know. So he'd already moved. So clearly he needed a bigger space because he was quick to move.
If you're a crab, how do you know there's a bigger shell available?
I don't know. But he knew because at some point he like got out of his shell and crawled in and got in the new shell.
That is fascinating to me.
I couldn't believe it really happened. It was like nature happening in my home.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that is nature, like live and in person.
So, but we didn't see it. So anyway, he's in the new shell. So later we're sitting and watching TV and Caroline carries him out on her hand to show Perry that he has switched to a bigger shell. And so apparently Big Daddy did not like this and he pinched Caroline.
Oh no.
And so we hear this, ow! And like, so we're kind of waiting because we don't really know how bad. And then we're like, are you okay? And then she's crying. So we know like it really hurt. And you can see like this red mark on her hand. And so Big Daddy went from being beloved pet to, I'm going to need you to take him to the coast and use him as bait this weekend while you go fishing, Daddy. I mean, it was like he was dead to her. Yeah. She wanted to put on, she asked if she could put on her boots and go out and stomp him into a million pieces.
Yeah. Public enemy number one, Big Daddy, the hermit crab.
So we were going to relocate him, Big Daddy. We decided he might be too big. He might be too big and too aggressive for the tank.
I'm fascinated that he need to move to another shell. I don't even know how.
I know. And they say that at the pet store. They say you ought to keep some bigger shells because they'll need to move. And then they even told us that when you can see their little claws, even when they're hermited in, that that's how you know that they're getting too big for their shell.
Well, he got.
I think he still needs a bigger shell. I think if we put a bigger one in there, he'd move into it.
Well, clearly he's too big for his britches because
he got a little bit of attitude.
He got a little bit of attitude.
But it made me happy because it was like a genetic thing. Because when we went crabbing one time with my grandpa, like when I was in
It made
junior
you
high or
happy that I
something.
got pinched?
No, it didn't make me happy that she got pinched. Caroline's here. It didn't make me happy that she got pinched, but her reaction to it, because we went crabbing with my grandpa when I was like in junior high or something, and he was pulling in one of the crabs and it pinched him and made him bleed, and he threw that crab to the ground and smashed it into like a million pieces. I mean, it was like just a fury and a rage you've never seen.
Which reminds me of what we were talking about night before last, which made me laugh last night before I went to sleep, about how Perry only takes his anger out on inanimate objects.
It is. If you dare to be a tree limb that gets in his way, or if you are like a trailer hitch that he accidentally hits his leg on, woe to you, because he is going to have some words for
Yeah,
you
yeah.
if that's the
Not
case.
gonna raise his voice in
But
real life, but or with real people. But if you are a shovel that is uncooperative, then
You may get thrown down the street.
yeah.
I mean, like, total rage. But then the thing that's so, here's what you need to know before y'all all send emails and say that I'm in danger, is has never raised his voice to me ever. Like,
Right.
just is so calm about everything. Like, just goes with it, real calm, doesn't get worked up about anything. But I mean, if he hits his head on a tree limb, I mean, there's a good chance there's going to be an axe involved and a lot of profanity.
Yeah. I think that's kind of a man thing though. I think a lot of men are like that though, where, you
I
know,
wish I could know him.
what'd she say?
You wish you. Oh, she was just saying, I wish he would have smashed my hermit crab into a million pieces last night.
Bless him.
Big Daddy went from beloved pet to just, he's dead to us now.
Well, maybe he'll be happier on the coast somewhere.
Beloved pet again.
She said he'll never be a beloved pet again.
Well, he messed up.
Yeah, he
He's
messed
gonna
up.
have to kiss his old lifetime cage butt goodbye.
Kiss his old cage goodbye. That's what she said.
Oh, goodness. Well, y'all had hermit crab adventures. We'll talk about something happier, like Real Housewives.
I know. Now, I did catch up on New York and OC last
You
night.
did? I
Have you
only
watched them both?
I watched part of New York. I got about 45 minutes in, and I haven't watched OC yet.
Holla.
Holla.
God.
That's one of those, just like, that's one of those expressions you really need to think about that before you incorporate it into conversation without irony.
That's my thing. Is it needs to be like joking. Like it's like I would never really say, well, that's how I roll,
Yeah.
you know, but like sometimes jokingly I'll say that's
Yeah.
how I roll,
Yeah.
you know, but you have to think about it.
Yeah. I would never sincerely, and we've talked about this one, I would never sincerely say, let's do this.
No. Let's do this is one of the ones that there's certain things that'll set my teeth on edge, and
Yeah.
that's one. Like, let's do this. A genuine, let's do this. I can't
Yeah.
handle
A genuine let's do
a
this
holla.
will actually
I
make,
can't handle.
yeah, genuine let's do this will make me actually not want to do that thing at all.
Yeah.
I'm going back out of that thing if we're going to let's
Yeah.
do this with sincerity.
Let's do this. It's a little too. Let's go get them. And I can't do it. What was
Holla.
the other? There's another one that people like
This
to
is the last
say,
favor I'm
and
going to
I
give Big
just
Daddy
think,
to change soon.
that I'm trying to think. There's another expression that people sometimes use that I think, oh, you really shouldn't use that if you're 40. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not, I don't know. If you're not young, I don't know. I'll think of it. My brain is going blank. I can't think of it right now.
Well, was there a holla last night on New York?
Holla, but she didn't invite Ramona to, she wasn't going to back down. She wasn't inviting Ramona to London.
Well, I think right now there's like she sort of, I think she's, there's a little bit of delight in pushing Ramona's buttons. Like she's, you know, like I think she's happy to be the person who's pushing Ramona's buttons. I don't know if that's going to end well necessarily. Although nothing really ends well on that show, but I don't know. I don't know.
I thought last night after I watched, okay, so I watched back to back. It was a lot of good TV. I watched The Real Housewives of New York, and there was the party. It was Sonia's party, you know, with her on the cover of that magazine or whatever. So that's going on. And then there's the whole confrontation, and they're all fighting. And then there's Real Housewives of the OC, and they're at that party. It was the season finale, and they're at that party, and they're all fighting, and it's real dramatic, and people are screaming. And I had two thoughts. Number one, I can't remember the last time I really went to like a swanky party like that. And number two, if I were them, I would never go to another one because there's always a big, huge fight.
Yeah. You need to know, or if you go, you need to know that the alcohol is not your friend. Because I think that sometimes part of the problem is that it's fueled by some liquid courage.
Yes.
You know?
That's a good word.
So, I don't know. There's some overconsumption that leads to some dark places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And that's kind of what happened last night, is it was just like, oh my gosh, this is just, it's too much. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. Why do you people even go to these parties? Why don't people just stay home? I mean, if I thought I was going to go and, I mean, I can't remember. I don't know that I've ever been in a screaming match with anybody.
Oh, no. No, that's what's so fascinating. But what I did love about the OC one before this last one that I haven't watched yet was mm-hmm. the outrage over the Sarah girl eating the little piece of the bow.
Oh, yeah. That was
it was.
Don't get me wrong. It's crazy that she broke off that bow.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I mean, that's crazy.
You would have thought that she had gone upstairs and stolen valuable pieces of jewelry. I mean, it was just craziness.
Yeah. But then when she was like, but then the way Heather was like, did you eat my bow? It was very, she started to enunciate, mm-hmm. like, why would you eat my bow? It was, she was like, you could just see the anger. And I really thought we were going to see the cake with the whole bow missing.
Yeah. But it was like just a little tip of the bow.
Yeah. It was like that. You wouldn't really have even known that it was the bow. And I get that it was crazy cuckoo town that she did it, mm-hmm. because why would you do that?
Right.
But, and then when she kept saying, you don't understand, I have to have sugar. That was her.
Yeah, I have to have sugar. She has low blood sugar, I guess, and there was no other sugar available except mm-hmm, for the, mm-hmm. the tip of that
and
bow.
And then somewhere Heather got somebody to bring her an Oreo while they were fighting.
Yeah. Here, have an Oreo. I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. The other thing I appreciated was that Vicky wore that fur coat, and a lot of other people just had on sleeveless, like, strapless dresses. But Vicky wore that fur coat the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She did. But I'm not totally sure that Brooks, that wasn't a hot fur coat. And by hot, I mean stolen. I don't mean, obviously it was a hot fur coat. But like the way he just came in with it, like on a hanger, like mm-hmm. he had just gotten at it. I mean, if you were giving somebody really like a fur coat you had bought in a store, wouldn't it be like in some kind of a garment bag or something?
Right. Some kind of protective covering or, like with the logo on the outside of a zipper bag or something. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't even begin to understand all the dynamics of the fur coat transaction, but I do know that it didn't seem cool enough really to merit wearing that at an outdoors party.
No. And I kind of felt like even when he gave it to her, the presentation of it was so like, I brought you this. It wasn't like it. And he seems more like, I mean, just the way he is, creepy. And by that, I mean creepy. He seems like he's real into presentation, and it would be like, this is a coat for my lady, which is another phrase I really love. But he would have done that whole thing. But he was like, here, look what I brought you to wear tonight. And I kind of got the feeling maybe he'd rented it for the night. And then she got so excited about it that he couldn't say on camera that he had just rented it for the night.
So he had to go with it. He had to go with it. And I don't know. It was an odd exchange. Hey, I just thought of an expression that makes me want to call things. When people say the word, like the word dear, when people call me dear,
I don't like deer.
That's one that makes me I could throw things for that. I don't I know it's well intended.
It feels very condescending.
It's not the intention behind it. It's just there's something about that word that I have some sort of unpleasant association with it. I don't know what it is.
Okay. I don't know. I agree though. I don't really like to be called deer. I feel like it feels kind of condescending.
Okay.
Like somebody might pat you on the head and tell you to move along.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know where mine comes from, but it's not one of my favorites.
Okay. I have a lot of words that I don't like.
Yeah, I do too.
I talked about this on the other things that I don't like right now. Do you know that commercial right now where that groom, something happened, he got his foot fungus cleared or something, and so he's walking down the aisle and he's barefoot?
No, I haven't seen that. But I fast forward through all the commercials.
That commercial, I would like to, but the problem is that when Perry watches a lot of his outdoor and his hunting shows, mm-hmm. these are the kind of commercials you get.
Right.
The other one is there's one, and I know you haven't seen this one, but Perry and Caroline actually sing it now when it comes on, but it's two beaver puppets that sing a song about mint snuff. It's for mint snuff.
You know, I've missed that one.
But every time I'm so fascinated by it in that... Was there really like a Mad Men-esque
a meeting
boardroom
yeah.
where they were like, I think the key to getting people to use mint snuff is if we just find some beaver puppets that sing a song about
it. Yeah. Like, what, that, the con, who came up with that?
I mean, even if it's in jest, I mean, like, but still, I mean, it's, it looks like, it really looks like you and I filmed a commercial. It's that professional and slick. I mean, because I'm not even talking, it's like hand puppets. Like, you can see, and they're singing about mint snuff.
Okay. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Okay. So that one, foot fungus. See, but this is what happens when you watch that outdoor TV, because they're trying to reach their audience.
Right, right. Hey, speaking of puppets, The Bachelorette.
Oh.
Monday night.
Oh, those marionettes. You talk about that. That was worse to me than Hala.
That was right up there with, and we've talked about this before, the whole, like, college notion that you want to find a guy who'll, like, take you out and, like, do the picnic and sing to you under a tree until you go out with the guy who makes a picnic and sings to you under a tree. Like, that was... It was besides the fact that there were marionettes involved, which I think we all know how I feel about marionettes, puppets, ventriloquism, etc. The fact that they were talking to each other through the marionettes.
Yeah.
It's like, and to recap their relationship.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they'll ever be able to watch that without, like, just getting a fresh case of the shivers. I mean, I don't know how they'll ever be able to go back there.
But did that, like, do you think ABC said, hey, this would be really clever if you would do this with these marionettes? Or do you think that they just did that?
I think if ABC did say this would be really clever, that's one of those times where you have to step up and just say no. Like, you just, you have to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have a little thing called self-respect. Yeah. So I'm not going to do that.
I can't. And I recognize that they're, you know, I mean, they're in the Eastern Bloc of Europe. I mean, this whole season, the last few weeks, I mean,
they were limited on entertainment. I mean, all when you're in the library with puppets, you're limited on,
you lay down on the hardwood floor. All you're doing is having dinner in one cave after another. It's just like one little, they've gone in one little door after another for dinner. Just, yes, you need to duck
here. But don't you think that's, they kind of couldn't go the tropical route, because I'm sure Emily was like, I'm not going to be a hot tub kind of girl.
Oh yeah. I think so. I think she was probably saying, like, I don't want to have one, you know, date after another on a beach, and she's in the swimsuit and the whole thing. So I get that, but I still think you could go to, say, go to Greece.
Oh, yeah.
You know, go to Italy. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there are other places, which is, you know, my personal theory is that if there is a communism, I mean, not a communism, if there is a tourism board. Sorry, if there is a tourism board for Eastern Europe, I think they pay the Bachelorette people a lot of money.
Because it's not really, I mean, I haven't really seen and gone, man, Prague, I would really like
Croatia.
To go there.
Although, I mean, it's interesting looking. I think it would be interesting to be there. I just don't know that it's necessarily a romantic place.
I don't know that I'm really, and I'm going to say this, it's not that I don't want to see some of these places. If I could drive like 2 hours and see them,
absolutely,
I think I would do, but I don't know that I'm really, I don't know that I'm sophisticated enough to really appreciate Europe.
Right.
That's what I'm going to say. I wish that I were. That's one of those I would like to act like I would, but I know when we went to Italy a few years ago, I mean, you're like, and there's another old castle, you know, or there's some ruins right there. So some places I would like to go see, but I don't think I'm really much of a traveler at heart.
You know, I love to travel. Like I love to travel. I love the whole thing, but I don't know. There's just been moments where like Monday night, she's had on a lot of small heels on those cobblestone streets. I felt like that was a bad idea. She's been a lot of little rooms. They visited a lot of small rooms.
Yeah, a little dark things.
Where they
I agree. Like, and I bet the food, I don't know, the food may be questionable. There is clearly no shortage of self-tanner in those in that Eastern Bloc. Listen,
well, but is it the right shade? I don't know that it's necessarily the right shade, but there is a lot of self-tanner. And
she gets progressively tanned per every episode. Don't you feel like in her interviews, like she starts off one shade and she moves into a different color tone before it's all over?
And maybe part of that is, you know, you just have a lot of time by yourself. And so you can't watch TV.
Just slather on.
You can't understand it.
You're sitting in your hotel room and I'm just going to slather on another layer of tanner.
You just, you know, that becomes your hobby, I guess, you know, the application of self-tanner. Because it's not like you can watch the news and know what they're talking about. So, you know.
That's true. You just put on more self-tanner because she's a fan. She's used a lot of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just one of those environments where you just have to, like, experiment with your eye makeup. And
yeah, you know. That's true. That's true. Okay. Well, and Jeff, I told you, the one that did the puppets, I told you my thoughts on him because I just think when she got mad about somebody saying little Ricky was baggage, and he said, I would see her not as baggage, but as a vintage Chloe mm-hmm, bag. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that a manly man mm-hmm. is going to know about a Chloe bag.
Right, right. Or that why a vintage one would necessarily be even any better.
Any better, mm-hmm. yeah, than a non-vintage one. Mm-hmm. It felt really, I don't know, I think he might be the kind of guy you'd like to have as a best friend, but not necessarily as the father of your children.
Well, he seems like a sweet guy. I mean, he seems like a nice guy. And she does, at least, she for the first time in a long time, I feel like she's gotten rid of a lot of the, like, there's nobody left who I would say is creepy.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah. She's been a good judge of character, mm-hmm. for sure.
She has been a good judge of character. Mm-hmm. And so that part of it, at least, is, you know, I just, the intensity of those dates and the intensity of the pursuit on that thing is just too much for me in terms of, mm-hmm. you know, one, it's not real life. And then I think it becomes as much a competition as anything. Like,
Oh, yeah. You can't put that many guys mm-hmm. in a room or just people in a room and not, you know, I mean, and not have them. I mean, at some point you're going to want to win.
Mm-hmm. So, but at least she got rid of Ryan, which was good.
Yeah, well, he had that on that. I think I have that same tank top. I think it came from like Anthropology or something with that piping. It was a very unmanly tank top. It was.
Listen,
it was, and his hair. His yeah. hair was like a whole other thing going on. And he thought a lot of himself.
The care with which he crafted his goatee and mustache, like it was always in a different configuration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when he told her that his wife, that she was a trophy mm-hmm. and she was going to have to look a certain way and blah, no, yeah. that is not what you want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big red flag.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge red flag. Huge red flag.
Okay, so there was so there's Real Housewives, there's Bachelorette. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I've been watching.
I told you I've been watching. I've watched two episodes of Bunheads. That's my show.
And I watched the first one of Bunheads. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I thought it was.
But were you a Gilmore Girls fan?
No, but I did think it. I mean, I just have never watched them. Although everybody said I need mm-hmm. to go back and watch them on DVD. But I thought it was really cute. And then, but I watched it on demand. And so when I did that, the second one was not on demand yet. So I need to look and see if it is.
Okay.
So,
I've just watched the first two. I like it. I think it's a little jarring to me because I was such a Gilmore Girls fan, and it's so similar to Gilmore Girls, which makes me happy because I really miss Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. But I think that they're so similar that I can almost forget that I'm not watching Gilmore Girls. If that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Even though the plots are totally different, but the mother-in-law on that was the grandmother on Gilmore Girls. So even some of the characters are the same.
So when the girl from Gilmore Girls showed up on Mad Men, was that disconcerting to you?
Oh, I mean, that's little Rory Gilmore. Mm-hmm. I mean, it felt very odd because I can't see her as a grown character. She'll always be like 14-year-old Rory in her school uniform to me.
Well, she was all grown up on the Mad Men.
Well, listen, she had grown up. Yes, she had. And so, but I couldn't. That was hard for me. Okay. It was difficult because she was, that's not really how I wanted to see her.
I watched, as you know, that when I finished the first round of the book thing, like I went into just like a TV, like I really worked myself into just a pure day TV stupor. I went back, I watched seasons of, like, I watched Damages, which several people had told me I needed to watch. Like, I watched several seasons of Damages. I've played countless hidden object games. I mean, I just have, you know, I spent about a week and a half, 2 weeks, just worthless. Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. But Damages is one of those shows where, like, I would constantly have to pause it and then go look at Internet Movie Database to see, like, who is that person? Because it was just like mm-hmm. all these people I had seen in other stuff, but
yes,
you know, like, but I couldn't place where I'd seen them. And then it would mm-hmm. be like some show from 1994 that it was interesting in that sense, but you know, it was just, it was a little disconcerting. And the same thing with Scandal. Like, it was all these people that I had seen in other stuff, but I couldn't remember where I'd seen them.
Yes. So. Yes. I think that's what happens. I think as we get mm-hmm. older, that's what happens. Cause see, that goes back to watching Dallas on Friday nights at my grandparents' house. Cause we were always at me mom and papa's for some reason. Cause my dad would come in for the weekends and we'd stay there. And like, It just, I remember my grandma and grandpa, me, mom, papa, they would go back and forth. So if you had a guest star on Dallas, mm-hmm. it'd be like, isn't that that guy? And she'd be like, no, no. And they would spend like the whole show. So you'd miss a lot of dialogue because they were arguing about who somebody yeah. was and what else they'd been on and all that. And you think that's before the Google. So
yeah.
you just had to kind of go with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where the internet movie database thing is handy because you can go uh-huh. back and you can find them. But that more, I think you're right. It's just part of getting older. More and more that throws me when I watch stuff. I'm like, where have I seen them before?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And what else have they been on? Yeah. And if it's somebody that I didn't like on something, it's hard for me to, you know, yeah. like I can't, it's hard for me to make the transition. Like that Rory Gilmore, that's an example. I can't, my mind can't really transition
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in that.
And we talked about the last episode of Mad Men. Yeah, we did talk about that, about Don Draper at the end. Didn't we talk about that?
Awesome. Don Draper. I'm afraid he's just, I think he's going to be back in a dark place when we meet him again.
He's a troubled soul.
He is a troubled soul. He is a, but man, he's a nice looking troubled soul. He is a troubled soul and a
troubled
in a
soul.
Good mm-hmm. package.
You know, I really like, for me, one of the highlights of Mad Men this past season was their apartment. Like I am borderline obsessed with that apartment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just those jewel tones.
Yes.
And those, what you know were velvet pillows.
Yes.
And then that kind of tweed couch. And I agree. It was, the apartment was great.
The big double door entrance. And, you know, I mean, you know, the living room, that's down the steps, which, you know, I'm kind of a fan of even in real life. And uh-huh. I don't know.
Oh,
I just
yes.
like the whole thing. I just, I loved it.
Mm-hmm. It was great. Well, that to me, and I loved Megan's, you know, sometimes as a character, she drove me crazy, but I loved seeing what she had on. Megan as a character, sometimes I would like her a little bit more. I do think she understands Dawn fairly well in a way. Mm-hmm. But I did love the way she dressed.
Oh, the clothes were fab.
The clothes were fabulous. And, you know, and Betty just took a real downward spiral.
Yeah.
Life with Henry Francis
yeah.
has not been really kind to her wardrobe-wise, for sure.
And Betty's gotten bitter. She's gotten bitter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very bitter and very, but I thought it was interesting because I was reading on, oh, because when, the Tom and Lorenzo, mm-hmm. the blog that talks about their wardrobing choices.
Mm-hmm.
And just that for a woman at that time to be Betty's age, that she would have been very matronly like that,
mm-hmm.
like those tweed suits and the jackets and just the very kind of frumpy whatever, because she was past her prime,
mm.
you know?
Well, I did not. Like this season, we didn't get much Betty, and I didn't miss her just because I don't like her. I mean, she's in that I don't like this incarnation of Betty. I loved Betty in the cute little, you know, like capri pants and the little sweaters and the,
mm-hmm,
you know, when she
mm-hmm.
was
going to her riding lessons.
Yeah, when she was the peppier Betty,
smoking and shooting birds in the backyard. That Betty.
Yeah. I don't know. She was like an archetype in a way. And this season it was more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, yeah. I think Henry Francis, I think he probably wishes he didn't get what he wanted.
Well, and I don't think Don and Megan are long for this world now.
No, I don't think they are either. I don't think they are either, because I think they'll, I mean, even if they stay together, I think two totally separate worlds, because
mm-hmm.
she's worried about her acting career.
Mm-hmm. I bet people who don't watch Mad Men are wishing that we would quit talking about Mad Men.
Probably. Well, I mean, we can go back to my riveting hermit crab story. So if we want to talk about that some more, or, you know, I don't know.
No, but I think Mad Men's one of those shows. It just, they become very real to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. And it's just, I feel like there's so few shows. I mean, Friday Night Lights, obviously, that was one for me for a long time. But I just, you know, it's hard to find a show. And when you find one you love, you just love it.
Hey, have you seen anything else about the movie for that? Are they still doing a movie for that? Do you know?
You know, I haven't seen anything else. For a while, it was like, oh, yeah, it's happening. But I don't know. I might have to get on the Google later and see. I don't know.
Because I missed them.
Now, A&M is supposedly hiring a new athletic director today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So from South Carolina. Eric Hyman from South Carolina.
Is he the athletic director at South Carolina right now?
Uh-huh. But he was at TCU before that.
Okay.
He was at TCU.
So he gets...
But I think that could be a good... He's 61. I think that could be a decent hire because, like, he knows the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
Are you looking it up right now?
TCU, you think he was pretty amazing and, you know, TCU kind of turned that around.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
are you looking it up right now?
Friday Night Lights, yeah. The film. Friday Night. No, I don't really, they're not really, I don't see anything new about it. Oh, movie update. Hold on. This was May 3rd.
Okay.
So this is the most recent My mom did that on Google too last night. That was one of the things on Housewives. I did actually Google, was Vicky's fur coat actually purchased? That was on Google. I couldn't get any conclusive information about that. Okay, this says, as of May 3rd at 2:23 p.m., it said the Friday Night Lights movie is taking shape.
Okay.
So the interview was interrupted. They were interviewing Peter Berg. Tammy Taylor interrupted and was eager to discuss movie progress she learned from SNL executive producer Jason Katims. Is that how?
I don't know Jason.
Okay. Katims. And she said, I asked him, is the movie going to happen? And he said, look behind you. And it was a wall with a big, huge court board on it with 3x5 cards. And he said, that's the movie.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. Oh, I would be so excited. But it needs to be good because, you know, sometimes they can ruin that.
I think they know, though. I think they would feel that. I think they would feel that burden of excellence for that.
Yeah, it would have to be good. You'd have to figure out where everybody is and what's going on because they'd have to bring them back to Texas. I don't really want to see them. No offense to anybody who lives in Philadelphia, but I don't really want to see the Taylors in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think Tammy could have finished school or could have gotten, maybe she's gotten moved to a school in Texas. Like, she's finished that job and she's transferred. She's moved up to a bigger school in Texas or something like that. I don't know. Hey,
maybe so.
All right, so that reminded me just a second ago about Angie's observation. Angie Smith was with us earlier this week, and her observation about yours and Gully's usage of the word okay.
I know, and okay. that's one of those I've become so aware of it, and I've never even thought about it before.
Okay, so here's the thing is that If you've watched Duck Dynasty at all, there's this whole thing with Uncle Si and his use of the word "hey" that it can be hey, like it can mean a lot of different things. So Angie picked up on the fact that when Melanie and Gully use the word "okay," it's the same thing.
Yeah, so it is. It has a lot of so. If you tell us something sad,
it's okay. Oh, okay. Okay. And then if you say something that's happy, then you get a whole different okay.
Okay.
Or like there's an
emphasis on the K.
Yeah, there's an okay of understanding, like okay, okay. Like
I don't know where it came from.
I don't either.
From.
But I hadn't really picked up on it until Angie mentioned it. And then I was like, oh, there are all sorts of nuances and subtleties to the okay. It was fascinating, really, to see it unfold in person.
Yeah, I know. To become aware of it. And then apparently Perry does it, too, because she was like, oh, I love when spouses, like, pick
That's
up on
true.
Each other's things. And I guess it's become such a part of my, I don't even notice I do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I do notice that, I think if I noticed one at all, it would be the excited okay.
See, I noticed that, like, I really picked up on the sympathetic, the earnest okay. Gully's is perfection, the okay, okay. Okay. I'm taking it in and I'm just right with you. I'm right with you and I'm taking it in. You just, the sympathetic okay.
The whole story. Mm-hmm.
Is a good one.
Well, we've been podcasting for 54 minutes.
I know, that's about our limit.
I know. You think? I mean, I feel like we've covered a couple of different topics.
I feel like we've covered several completely irrelevant topics. We made it through the whole thing. We had
nobody's necessarily interested.
No, we hadn't talked about our hair. We hadn't talked about makeup. We haven't talked about football. Well, except for Friday Night Lights. We've got some places we can go in a year when we do the next one.
I think we'll be good. But I think this one, now that we've got all our technical difficulties, I mean, maybe we could even shoot to do another one. I don't know, like this time next week or the week after.
That's so funny that you said that because earlier I thought if Melanie and I were normal people, we would just say, like, this day at this time is our podcast time. But since you and I can't schedule anything, I mean, like, we are not what you would call structured.
No, we can't be fenced in by podcast confinement.
I get resentful.
Don't fence me in. Who said that?
You will appreciate, though, you know, Mama's still here. And even at 40 and some change, I'm embarrassed to let my mama know that I am going to go talk to somebody and then put it on the internet. So I just told her that I had a conference call.
You're on a conference call.
I was going to go talk on.
Oh, because that is hilarious.
How do I explain that I'm going to talk to you on a microphone on the computer and then I'm going to post it? I mean, to somebody who does not even have an email account.
Yeah, that's a whole. That's like the future is now. That'd be like if you had told me that you could record one videotape to another videotape back in 1990.
Yeah,
it would have blown my mind.
I'm fixing to go dig through those things. I'm not kidding. I'm gonna run by the Wolf camera and video before I go to the dermatologist.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear what's on there. I'm gonna be on the edge of my seat to know.
Alrighty. Well, this all right. was all good fun.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Oh, I'll talk to you probably in about 2 hours.
All right.
But anyway, I guess we'll see maybe if we can, we'll try to do this again. Hey, when are we going to put this one up? Do you want to put it up this weekend or do you want to wait and put it up? You want to put it up this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend's fine. I'm good with that. Whatever, whenever. I mean, listen, you're my tech person who can get your videotapes dubbed. So whenever you can do it, I'm up for it. I'm game.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. I'll talk
to you. All righty. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye.